In late antiquity, no one could envision that a vast civilization would emerge from the desert landscape of the Arabian Peninsula. But following far-reaching conquests, caliphs and sultans reigned over immense empires through eras of prosperity and of catastrophe. This is 1,000 years of Islamic history focusing on its Middle Eastern heartland. In the 6th century, the Arabian Peninsula was the backyard of great empires. The Persian-Sasanian Empire in the east and the Christian-Byzantine Empire in the west. The Arab inhabitants of the peninsula were an ethnic and cultural group consisting mainly of nomadic tribes. Most of them were polytheists, worshipping many deities. This was the Mecca of the Arabian Peninsula. Was all about to change. Around 570 CE, Muhammad was born in the city of Mecca. According to Muslim tradition, he was chosen by God to serve as the last prophet in a line of prophets, including Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. Muhammad was to spread monotheism in its true form among the Arabs. Tradition holds that over many years, the Quran was revealed to the prophet in segments and was later compiled into the central book of Islam. At first, Muhammad was persecuted, but after migrating to the city of Medina, an event that marks the beginning of the Islamic calendar, he formed the new religion, consolidated the Muslim community, waged wars against idolaters, and united the Arab tribes into a Muslim nation. Muhammad died in 632. It was a time of crisis. Who would succeed the religious, social, political, and military leader? The question of rightful leadership will continue to be a central theme in the Islamic world throughout the ages. Muhammad's heirs established the title of caliph, meaning successor. The caliph was the leader of the Muslim community. The first four caliphs, known as the Rashidun, or rightly guided caliphs, were chosen one by one based on their affiliation with a prophet and personal qualities. They held power for 30 years. During this period, the first Muslim state emerged with institutions, taxes, and bureaucracy. The caliphs conducted military campaigns and, in a rapid, colossal process, expanded the caliphate from Iran to North Korea to North Africa. The Byzantine Empire lost many territories and the Sasanian Empire collapsed. Muslim tradition considers the Rashidun period as the glory days of Islam. However, it was characterized by acute internal tensions, and three of the four caliphs were assassinated. In particular, tension mounted around the supporters of Ali ibn Abi Talib, Muhammad's cousin and son-in-law. This group, that came to be known as Shias, claimed that Muhammad had appointed Ali as his successor, and therefore he and his descendants were the only legitimate rulers. On the other hand, their opponents, who would later be called Sunnis, did not recognize this appointment. In time, the political divide will become the biggest religious rift in Islam. In 661, the Umayyads, an Arab family that settled in Syria, came to power and ruled for 90 years. The Islamic capital moved from the Arabian Peninsula to Damascus. The new authority brought with it a new political system, a dynasty, where the position of caliph is passed down from father to son. The Umayyad dynasty led the second wave of conquests, establishing an empire that stretched from Central Asia to the Iberian Peninsula. The Muslim defeat to Frankish forces in the Battle of Tiyur marked the end of Muslim expansion in the West, preventing the Islamization of Western Europe. The Caliph Abd al-Malik strove to centralize power in Damascus, strengthen the Arab identity of the empire, bolstered its administrative system, and initiated construction projects. Notably the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem. But social and political divisions, rebellions and civil wars shook the Umayyad Caliphate. In the Battle of Karbala, the Umayyads murdered Arles' son, delivering a resounding and formative blow to the Shias. Finally, in the mid-8th century, the various oppositions to the ruling power organized into a military force brutally massacred the Umayyad family. In 750, out of the chaos, the Abbasid dynasty rose to power. They were a Sunni Arab family that took pride in its lineage to Abbas, Muhammad's uncle. The period of upheaval had come to an end. The leadership of the Abbasid caliphs lasted for more than 500 years. Immediately following their accession to power, Muslim forces won the Battle of Tollers against the Chinese Empire, bringing to a close the advance in the east. The Abbasids ceased the expansionist policy, turning their gaze inward to the construction of the caliphate. They moved the capital from Damascus to a new city they built, Baghdad. It soon became known as the largest and most prosperous city in the world. The caliphate served as a fertile ground for poets, writers, physicians, philosophers, and astronomers. Scientific writings in Greek and other languages were translated into Arabic, forming the foundation of massive original scholarship. And so, the Abbasid period is considered the golden age of Islamic civilization. The Abbasid Caliph Harun al-Rashid, known from the tales of Arabian Nights, served as a patron of scholars, maintained diplomatic relations with Charlemagne, and even sent an elephant to Europe, arousing excitement in the Frankish kingdom. But alongside this flourishing, starting from the mid-9th century, the Abbasids in Baghdad lost control throughout the empire, while local Muslim dynasties gained power and encroached on wide territories. Gradually, the caliph lost political and military power and became a mere figurehead. In addition, Arab exclusivity in the caliphate weakened, as Persian and Turkic elements gradually rose to prominence. The Islamic story ceased to be only Arab and became a multicultural one. In the West, Iberia was never ruled by the Abbasids, but by a remnant of the Umayyad dynasty. The Islamic presence in Spain lasted hundreds of years, slowly being pushed back by the Christian Reconquista. In the East, various Persian dynasties ruled at the expense of the Abbasids. Some of them were the engine behind a revival of Persian culture, which received a severe blow with the Arab conquest. The Persian language was reborn and adopted the Arabic script. In 945, the Persian Buyid family took control of Baghdad. Even though the Buyids were Shias, they chose not to oust the Sunni Abbasid caliph, but to limit his power, while controlling a confederation spanning Iraq and western Iran. Their presence lasted for more than 100 years. At the same time, the Fatimids gained power.